Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, I'm introducing befuddlement. I am really fascinated with weird news from all around the world, especially criminal news, like stupid criminal news. Anyway, here is some of the roundup of the news from the last month or so. Carjacking. A pair of carjackers in Ohio chose to jack a stick shift car without knowing how to drive it. Quickly discovering how to drive a stick requires more than a few minutes of time, the robbers exited the car with only the owner's cell phone. This brings us to the second carjacking hack of the week. Turn off the cell phone you steal, otherwise it will tell the police where to find you. Smile and wipe. Temple of Heaven Park installs facial recognition software to dispense toilet paper. Chinese officials expect this software to foil the Beijing TP cartel. The cartel absconded with up to 30 rolls of TP per day from the park, which they distributed to toilet tissue freaks. These addicts pay any price to use as much tissue as they can handle to wipe their fanny when nature calls. Officials say this addiction leads to excessive and dangerous party game fetishes like TP bowling. I love to cook and explore food and drink, but I have my limits. Durian fruit, nopales, and stuffed chilies are not out of bounds. Bugs, snails, or haggis are. Mixing elderberries and chipotle peppers in adobo sauce to pour over pork loin works for me. I'll pass on snake meat no matter the sauce. Over the weekend, CBS News reported a woman in Texas found teeth in her barbacoa tacos. The report delved deeper into the mystery to discover the teeth were beef lips. The butcher's knife slipped and sliced off a bit of lip with the cheek. A word of warning to those hankering for a taste of barbacoa. In the U.S., barbacoa means cooked parts of a beef head, including, but not limited to, the cheek. Needless to say, I won't be ordering any barbacoa tacos. I prefer my tacos not kiss me back. And one of my favorites, boobs on clearance. Woman advertises sofa and her boobs with just a few taps. A beauty therapist who wanted to get rid of her white corner sofa published several photos of it on the local buy and sell page, along with a photo of her boobs framed in purple lace. This resulted in lots of propositions and no offers to buy. It's not only unsafe to text and drive, it's risky to use the same device for sexting and sales. Strangers may rummage through more than your unwanted household items. Recent news from the retail food industry includes Walmart recalling its packaged salads because one contained a dead bat. In other food industry news, employees of the Swift vegetable packaging plant report their unofficial mascot, Bert the Bat, missing. Bert, last seen flying near the packaging section, is a much-beloved furball. Employees mentioned he kept bugs at bay inside and outside the plant. The facility requests notification of any recent sightings. In immediate company news, Mabel, the night supervisor, asked the employee who left the packaging section door open a week ago to step forward. The day shift noted an uptick in the bug population in this supposed to be sanitary environment recently. And last but not least, we have dopey dealers. Drug dealers can't be too careful in Ohio. They're prone to be ripped off. They also expect law enforcement to lend a helping hand, including the canine unit. A teen ambled into the local police station, complaining his weed buyer paid him in fake money. He then gave law enforcement permission to search his car, where he kept his marijuana and scale. He imagined the law already knew about the fake money in his possession, so he got ahead of the problem by turning it over right away. Proving you can be a moron and a drug dealer at the same time, and you need to lay off smoking too much of your product. In a separate incident, a young man dialed 911 to request a police dog. A girlfriend stole his heroin, and he needed the dog to track her down. While being interviewed by police, he located at least part of his stash in his pants. He pulled it out to show them. Law enforcement reminded him only to dial 911 in case of emergency, and allowing your female companion to nab your heroin is not a crisis in their book. But heroin in your pocket earned you a ride to booking with the police dog. You can find these stories on the must-go list on Medium.com. And although there is a kernel of truth in each story, they are not real news. So don't accuse me of spreading fake news, because I told you it was fake news. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. You'll find me on Twitter at ChrisKKArya, Pinterest, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Remember, it's Chris with a K. I'm always looking for fun stories to narrate, so if you're an author or writer with a story which fits the Does This Happen to You theme, please contact me or comment on my Podbean page. And if you want to hear multiple stories like this multiple times per week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.